The first elected parliament in Afghanistan in more than 30 years is now in session in Kabul. It includes women, communists, Western-educated professionals, as well as former Taliban and Mujahideen commanders. Some say the parliament may be the last hope for the feeble Afghan government. It's struggling to deal with extreme poverty, corruption, a rising Taliban insurgency, and the world's largest opium-producing industry. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
2 months after being sworn in, Afghanistan's new parliament is still pretty rough around the edges. Many of the microphones in the assembly hall don't work. So until the spare parts are flown in from Dubai, the lawmaker and cleric who recites the opening prayer before each session has to strain to be heard from his seat. There are some 248 members in the parliament, 68 of whom are women. So far, the lawmakers are still spending most of their time trying to set up their own rules and regulations. As the session began, newly elected Speaker Yunus Kanuni admonished latecomers to the assembly room and then quickly got down to the first order of business, guns.
Some of the delegates want to have weapons with them. Some want Kalashnikovs or pistols. And I want them to go to the secretariat today, and they will take care of that.
Civil society activist and lawmaker Mir Ahmed Joyenda says for many parliament members, this is a crash course in democracy.
Because it's new. After 30 years of war, conflicts, tension, the people came together.
This colorful assembly does reflect Afghan society. Ethnic Pashtuns, Tajiks, Uzbeks, and Hazaras with flowing beards and mustaches sit dressed in peaked wool caps, crown-shaped pakuls, and elaborate black and gold turbans, next to women wrapped in colorful headscarves and robes. Some of the members have PhDs, others are illiterate. During the inaugural session, a female member named Malalai Joya stood up and denounced the criminal warlords she said were seated in the assembly. She has since received death threats. Joanna Nathan of the International Crisis Group says warlords pervade not only the new parliament, but also the rest of Afghanistan's internationally backed government.
It's certainly not just parliament that sort of has the bloody warlords of the past or the drug traffickers sitting there. This is throughout the administration today.
Abdurrauf Abu Sayyaf, a charismatic Islamic fundamentalist accused of committing war crimes during the Afghan Civil War of the 1990s, narrowly lost his bid to become Speaker of the Parliament. This week, he denounced the proposed formation of political caucuses, since no political parties were permitted to contest last September's parliamentary elections. Sayyaf alleged the caucuses would exacerbate ethnic tensions and are anti-Islamic. After a three-hour debate, assembly members raised passport-sized green cards in the air and voted overwhelmingly to postpone the formation of the caucuses until the beginning of the next lunar year. At this rate, critics say, nothing will ever get done here. Abdul Salam Rakati is a former Taliban military commander and now member of parliament.
I'm not very optimistic about that, because in the parliament we have people whose interests will be jeopardized if we have security in place or if we have national unity in place.
Compared to the constitutional powers of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, the parliament is relatively weak. Still, Karzai will need to get the assembly's approval before he can appoint his next cabinet. Meanwhile, some Afghans are hopeful their newly elected representatives will help solve some of this country's daunting programs. But in the neighborhood of Guzarga, which overlooks the parliament building in Kabul, residents were far less hopeful. More than 4 years after the fall of the Taliban, the mud brick houses on this hillside have almost no electricity and no running water. Men like Atta Mohammed still have to carry their water in buckets up steep, muddy paths to their homes. There's no hope for this parliament, he said. I'll never trust these guys to do anything for the people. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.